Elaine Zhao cited for misuse of office by Inspector General. By Wendell Hasebo on March 3, 2021. The Transportation Department's Inspector General made public on Wednesday a report that cites repeated examples of former Secretary of Transportation Elaine Zhao allegedly using her staff and her office to help benefit her family and their business operations and revealed that staff members at the agency had raised ethics concerns. Elaine Zhao is Senator Mitch McConnell's, RKY, wife, who notably resigned the day after the Capitol riot. The Inspector General's investigation detailed a series of instances in which Elaine Zhao reportedly directed her staff to spend federal government time and resources to help with matters related to a family shipping company and her father. A formal investigation into potential misuses of position was warranted. Mitch Bem, the department's deputy inspector general, said on Tuesday in a letter to House lawmakers. Accompanying a 44-page report detailing the investigation and the findings of wrongdoing. The report indicated Zhao had used her staff to make extensive arrangements in 2017 for the planned trip to China, which was canceled just before her planned departure after ethics concerns were raised. The Zhao family company, Foremost Group, was responsible as of 2019 for a large portion of orders at one of China's biggest state-funded shipyards and has secured long-term charters with a Chinese state-owned steelmaker, Breitbart News found. Foremost ships carry bulk cargo such as iron ore and coal, focusing on shipping those commodities to China. The investigation noted the trip was scheduled to include stops at locations in China that received financial support from her family's company and also a meeting with top leaders in China that was scheduled to include her father and sister but not other members of the Transportation Department staff. The investigators also found that Zhao repeatedly asked agency staff members to help do chores for her father, including editing her father's Wikipedia page, promoting his Chinese language biography, and directing two staff members from the Transportation Secretary's office to send a copy of her father's book to a well-known CEO of a major U.S. corporation to ask if he would write a foreword for the book. Apparently, staff members for Elaine Zhao's office were assigned in 2017 to check with the Department of Homeland Security on the status of a work permit application for a foreign student studying in the U.S. who had received a scholarship from a Zhao family foundation, the report said. The student, according to the report, had interviewed Elaine Zhao's father, James Zhao, at the New York headquarters of the family's shipping company in order to share James Zhao's experience with Chinese millennials. Transportation Department staff members were given the job of arranging details for James Zhao's trip to China in October 2017, including asking, through the State Department, for China's Transport Ministry to arrange for two cars for the six-person delegation, which included Zhao's younger sister, Angela Zhao, who had succeeded their father as head of the family shipping company, and Angela Zhao's husband, the venture capitalist Jim Breyer. Elaine Zhao's trip to China that year was abruptly cancelled after news organizations wondered about the makeup of Elaine Zhao's delegation, the New York Times wrote. Breitbart News reported in 2019 that Zhao and her husband, Mitch McConnell, have directly benefited from the Zhao family business. As Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer recounts in his book Secret Empires, Zhao's father, Mitch McConnell's father-in-law, gave the Washington power couple a gift. The term used on McConnell's financial disclosure forms to report this transaction of between $5 to $25 million in 2008. According to the New York Post, the gift had a major impact on the couple's net worth. In 2004, current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife, current U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Zhao, had an average net worth of $3.1 million. 10 years later, that number had increased to somewhere between $9.2 million and $36.5 million. As New York Magazine noted, in many of the videos James Zhao brags about his daughter's government work and contacts. In one video he describes talking with Trump on Air Force One. "The president spent several minutes with me," he said. "We were talking about business."